But we should also consider that the unprecedented challenges of this year are a result of the continuous rapid advancement of technology. Intel co-founder Gordon E. Moore made such an accurate observation of a trend in 1965 that over the history of computing software, the number of transistors on integrated circuits doubles approximately every 2 years, which has to do with processing speed and memory capacity. Doesn't this sound a lot like what's happening with our brains? You know, our brains are being required to do the same thing at the same rate, I feel. For today's show, I'd like to introduce the technologies that some are saying will be making their debut into our lives within the next 50 years. I'd also like to talk about a few predictions that would characterize the human race as something from a sci-fi movie. Throughout the hour, while I'm giving you this information, realize that the human brain is working harder than ever to receive and process tons of messages coming from all these different avenues that technology has created. We have Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Spotify, just the web in general, smartphones, iPads, all of it. It's no wonder that depression, anxiety, and even the male suicide rate have reached an all-time high. It would seem to me that this increased rate of psychosis could be a result of people not taking the time to counterbalance the effects of taking in this new wave of information and technology. Some of the things that I found to help are walking my dogs, hiking, sitting outside, and getting in touch with nature. You can listen to a nice relaxing song or spend time away from the electronics with your family and friends. Go out to a movie. Just enjoy a drink. Something away from all of the technology. And if you find yourself getting a little anxious at the end of this hour, you might want to unwind in your own relaxing way. So let me begin with an article from highexistence.com that explains 8 new ways that the decade will be mind-blowing. First, a bionic hand that is controlled by brain signals, not operated by a remote control that somebody's got on their hand, but brain signals. Think about it. It is completely controlled by the brain and requires no surgery. And get this, the company who is producing this, Touch Bionics, is able to install the hand with living skin, whatever that is. And this is for under $50,000, which I think is a real bargain for a new hand. The second item of mind-blowing technology is a 59-floor revolving tower that will be built in Dubai. Now, we know some of the most up-to-the-minute architecture exists in Dubai, but this tower looks like it should be in Star Wars. Its appearance is truly amazing. The exterior design changes as it rotates, and the rotation is about 6 meters per minute, so the guests they're not really able to tell that it's moving until they notice the constantly shifting view. And the real innovation comes from the wind turbines, which act as pollution-free energy that powers not only the tower, but several buildings in the surrounding area, and the wind turbine engines are located beneath each floor. Number 3 on the list is one that makes many of us who have witnessed HAL in Space Odyssey afraid. Apparently, by 2020, computers will have the intellectual capability of human beings. Not only this, but developers at Intel are working towards a computer that doesn't require a mouse or a keyboard. Intel researcher Dean Palmerlu goes on to say that Intel is trying to prove that you can do interesting things with brainwaves and that eventually people may be willing to be more committed to brain implants. He says, imagine being able to surf the web with the power of your thoughts. Oh God, they have to catch me first and then hog tie me for that to happen to me. I love having my little mouse and my keyboard and a brain with no tumors from a chip. Thank you. Next is nanotechnology in clothing. Now, some of you may be wondering what nanotechnology is and what could it have to do with clothing. Well, nanotechnology is the branch of technology that deals with the manipulation of individual atoms and molecules. Mix this with clothing and you've created nanofibers that make clothes more comfortable and durable. And the nanofilaments are created, which make clothing completely waterproof. And when I say waterproof, I mean that you could submerge your piece of clothing in water and hold it there for 2 months straight, and it'll still be dry to the touch. Now, this is something that I'm looking forward to, especially when I'll have to hide in the wild from the Intel developers who want to implant the chip in me. Number 5 on this list of mind-blowing technologies is the advancement in solar energy. Apparently, the company known as Sandia is creating solar cells that are made of 100 times less material than the current top solar cells, while operating at the same efficiency as our current solar cells. And we all know that the solar panels right now are huge and expensive, and they're not the best looking. So these new microscopic cells will make a huge difference. Just as amazing is the fact that the cells can be suspended in liquids and printed on flexible materials, which means that they could pretty much be placed on any surface, like a car. Hopefully they will be, hopefully these cells will be affordable. Number 6 on the list is custom-made organs. Funny how we still can't cure the common cold, but a bioprinter will soon be able to build custom organs cell by cell. Each individual cell that the printer will build is based on sample cells from the body of whoever needs the organ. The company Organovo reports that veins and arteries will be available in 5 years, and more complex organs like hearts and livers will be available in 10 years. Something else regarding our health involves that nanotechnology again. Scientists are finding specific sequences of DNA that code for conditions like schizophrenia, autism, and even aging, and the cures are actually in sight. Number 7 has to do with how we interact with the world. Pretty soon, we'll be able to look at a building, a product, or place. Actually, we can kind of see this now. And we're able to see all of the information about that subject on any of our connected devices. And even further down the road, we'll be able to see the info with our own eyes. I'm guessing that would be because we'd have some sort of chip implanted. Now, I know that this is kind of just scratching the surface, but Google Goggles, yes, is an app that allows us to take a picture of whatever we're looking at and instantly receive information about it. This is happening now, and as cool as it is, it's a little scary. Not gonna lie. So the following ad is for these Google goggles that we're discussing. And here it goes. Let's see here.
Hi, I'm Hartmut. I'm an engineer at Google.
Hi, I'm Shailesh, product manager at Google. We're here to introduce Google Goggles, a visual search application for Android phones.
Until now, the only option for web search has been typing or speaking. Now you can search by taking a photo.
Let's try this book. Just open Google Goggles, fill as much of the screen as possible with the object, and take a picture. You'll see the exact book match in the search results without typing or saying a word.
Another good use is on a business card.
Let's try mine.
Frame the text you're interested in well. Google Goggles will recognize the text and return a result. Now I can click to call Shailesh or add him to my contacts.
Let's go out and see what else Google Goggles can do.
We can figure out the title and artist of this painting.
Or landmark information. And when you're traveling places where you don't know the language, Goggles can translate text for you. Just take a picture, for example, of a menu. Visual search technology is still in its early stages. It works best on things like we saw today. But it doesn't work well yet on things like food, cars, plants, or animals.
As this technology advances, you will be able to do more cool things like suggesting a move in a chess game or taking a picture of a leaf to identify the plant.
You might wonder what happens to all these pictures you're taking. You can choose to discard them as soon as the search is done, or save them to your search history to view them at any time.
It's available for Android-powered phones now. To download, go to the Android Market and search for Google Goggles.
It's actually also available on iPhone now. That was Hadmut and Chalish from the Google company. Let's continue on. Number 8, robots. While we're still far away from having bots helping us around the house or taking little Jimmy to school, there was a robot who recently taught itself, I almost called, said himself, itself, human facial expressions by randomly contorting its face and receiving feedback on the expressions. So we have robots teaching themselves how to make facial expressions now. They're teaching themselves. Wow. Rise of the metal empire, huh? All right. I think it's time to rest our minds a little and turn on some Tina Turner. But when we come back, the possibility of sunscreen pills and much more, only on The Seed at radio.dominican.edu.
Oh. Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, 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 beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. Prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Sing. Singing takes you beyond, 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 beyond. We are all the same, all the same. Looking to find our way back to the source, to the one, to the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 Take the journey. Take the journey inside of you. To become quiet, to hear the beyond. To become patient, to receive the beyond. To become open, to invite the beyond, and be grateful. Be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment, to live in the beyond. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, beyond, beyond. What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love.
Wow, thanks, love Tina. I love that song. It just seems appropriate for this subject. That was from Tina Turner and her album called Beyond, and it was released by New Earth Records. It's the whole album is beautiful, and I highly recommend it to everybody. This is DJ May, and you're tuned into The Seed, and we've been talking about the ever-expansive realm of technology that is upon us. There was another article I found online entitled 23 Incredible New Technologies You'll See by 2021. It included a couple of products that we discussed last segment, and it predicts some other technologies that seem imminent, really. The article claims that by the year 2016, a woolly mammoth will be reborn, along with some other animals that are extinct. Japan's Riken Center for Developmental Biology is apparently planning this endeavor. And I had in fact seen this woolly mammoth story somewhere, and it was confirmed by Huffington Post that the resurrection of the 12-foot-tall, 8-ton animal is being attempted, not just by Japan, but a joint effort from the U.S., Japan, and Russia. Another prediction for 2016 is the sunscreen pill. Apparently, you pop this pill and your body, including your eyes, will be protected from UV rays. And it protects you from the UV rays that are emitted by the sun, obviously. Scientists are turning to coral reef for the makings of this pill and are actually reverse engineering the way coral reefs shield themselves from the sun. CBS Pittsburgh reported a story about a similar sunscreen pill back in June, but the pill they spoke about is one that's not as protective and it can't be used by itself. So you're still advised to use traditional topical sunscreen with the pill that's already out. The pill coming within the next 4 years is going to replace any sort of sunscreen that you put on right now. They probably have a fair amount of testing still to be done for the product, but that's pretty neat. Especially because I hear that our ozone layer is slacking. Smithsonian award-winning researcher Jim Anderson is claiming that our ozone layer is under renewed attack, and if this is so, then there is more ultraviolet light reaching the ground, which wouldn't only do damage to us, but also to numerous organisms that support everything in our ecosystem, ocean life and land life. So while the pill is great, hopefully scientists are working to come up with a preventative solution that would keep our ecosystem in homeostasis. Moving on to another prediction from this article. By the year 2018, light peak technology, a method of super high data transfer, will enable more than 100 gigs per second and eventually terabytes per second to be transferred. To put that into perspective, 1 terabyte that could be transferred in 1 second is roughly 250,000 songs. Now, that is what I call information overload. It's very cool, though, I must say. Something that might come in 2019, Web 3.0. If you were to assume that Web 1.0 was the birth of the web when it was based solely on hyperlinks, and Web 2.0, which is based on hyperlinks and the social person-to-person sharing of links, then Web 3.0 would use socially sourced data like that of Twitter and Facebook and our Google goggles and share and reuse it across any boundaries. And Web 3.0 is commonly called the semantic web. And I did a little research in Wikipedia. The semantic web's purpose is described as driving the evolution of the current web by enabling users to find, share, and combine information more easily. As if it's not already easy enough. Humans are capable of using the web to carry out tasks such as finding language translation websites, reserving a library book, and searching for the lowest price on, you know, a pair of shoes if you want to go buy some. But that's how it is right now. Machines, as of now, cannot accomplish any of these tasks without our human direction, because web pages are designed to be read by people, not by machines themselves. But the semantic web is a vision of information that can be readily interpreted by the machines themselves, so they can perform more of the decisions involved in finding, combining, and acting upon information on the web. Woof! And that's by 2019. We can handle it. Finally, a prediction made by popularscience.com, and that is the high-speed train from Beijing to London. When I say speed, I mean pretty fast. It would take just 2 days to cross 17 countries and over 5,000 miles. The project calls for the construction of 3 lines, hopefully by 2020, but other sources are saying that it will take China until the year 2030. The first line would link London's King's Cross Station to Beijing. A second line would connect China with Southeast Asian nations like Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia. The third line will link Germany and Russia, Siberia, and China together. And you might be wondering, like me, how China is really going to get 17 countries on board with this. The answer is, what else? Money. They are offering to pick up the whole tab, and they're offering to build all of the infrastructure in exchange, here's the kicker, for the rights to natural resources in the nations that would benefit from this train. And many of the countries involved, you know, Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, they are mineral rich, but very underdeveloped. So this train would definitely be beneficial for their countries. And I think this sounds great, but what about the security issues like illegal immigration and smuggling and, you know, the human trafficking that goes on already within those countries? The ambitions of the world's most populous country are rarely derailed. So it's probably going to happen. Isn't it interesting? It's all being, just like the web, it's all being connected. All the countries, connection. Well, this is DJ May, and you've been listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take a short break, but when we get back, more upcoming technology that you'll surely want to know about. We will be back.
This is DJ May, and if you haven't already heard, the much-anticipated Soul Candy event is almost here. Join us this Wednesday, October 23rd, for an incredible showcase of awesome music, poems, and dance from the talented students of Dominican University. The showcase starts at 7 and seats fill up fast, so make sure you arrive early. That's this Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Angelico Hall for a night filled with artistic pleasure.
Soul Candy Nine.
It's true, I
dancing in gold. I walked into the room dripping in gold. A wave of hands did tie, so uncontrolled. My heart broke when I saw you get your gaze controlled. Waking up so quick, and you want me like the other boys do. They stare at me while I crave you.
We are back. That was a lovely song by Flight Facilities called Crave You. And I'm your host, DJ May, here at The Seed. And if you're just now joining us, we've been discussing the new types of technology that are a-coming within the next 50 years, or that are likely to be a-coming. Here are some things that technology will allow us to do within the next 50 years. If you have trouble sticking to a diet like many, many of us do because we are so busy with work and, you know, it's comfort food and you want it, Dr. Kurzweil says that within the next 10 years, there will be a drug that allows us to eat whatever we want without gaining any weight. Wow. It is also reported that we now have the ability to manipulate genes. And that holds massive promise, with scientists already having re-engineered a gene that controls obesity in rats. These genetically modified rats are able to eat as much as they can, and they will never gain any weight. It just sounds so, oof, no, over the top. Kurzweil says that this is just one of the 23,000 genes that scientists would like to change. Human genes are compared to software, even though they are not. But some scientists think that we are walking around with outdated software in our bodies. There is no doubt that breakthroughs in genetic engineering will help us treat or completely eliminate a huge range of diseases. With computerized devices already small enough to fit inside our bodies that battle Parkinson's disease, technology will soon be inside our bloodstream. The size, the actual physical size of technology is shrinking at an alarming rate. I mean, look at the computers in the 1980s compared to now. We'll be able to introduce blood cell-sized devices that are robotic and have computers that can communicate wirelessly by 2030s. We'll also be able to get a complete genetic code analyzed so that doctors can give us custom-made medicine for all types of ailments, or to prevent any ailments from occurring without the drugs in the first place. A growing database could lead to the development of new drugs such as vaccines that mimic immunity to malaria or AIDS. Doors will be opened for the day that doctors will be able to analyze our own personal genome, identifying tailor-made therapies or risk factors that we would have to watch out for. Now, this is definitely an ethical issue, and it's one that both sides are certainly, they have a lot of weight to them. But it's pretty much inevitable that this is going to happen. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with some interesting predictions made by popularmechanics.com.
This Wednesday night, come to Soul Candy 6 and Angelica Hall from 7 to 9. The Filipino and Black student unions are sponsoring this event. Come and see your fellow classmates show off their artistic side with rap performances, poetry, and choreographed dances, along with some sick tunes. To get you pumped up for this event, the Dominican Multicultural International Festival is from 5:30 to 7. Have some good food, look at some good art, and mingle with some good people. It's on the lawn between Guzman and Angelico Hall. 5:30, multicultural event, 7, Soul Candy. Be there or be square.
Da-da-da-da.
That was Thievery Corporation with their song Air Barracuda. And I'm your host, DJ May, here at The Seed on radio.dominican.edu. It's interesting that Popular Mechanics has chimed in with their predictions for the next 110 years. The list is ambitious, and I find that some of the items are very interesting. Some are things that we could really use, and a few are just pie in the sky to me, really. So first on the list is that within before 2022, people will be fluent in every language. That's very ambitious. With DARPA and Google racing to perfect instant translation, it won't be long until your cell phone speaks Swahili on your behalf. Okay, so we will be fluent because our computers will be able to translate at really fast rates. So not really us, but that's okay. Software will predict traffic jams before they occur. Well, we've already kind of been on our way to that. Climate-controlled jackets will protect soldiers from extreme heat and cold. Well, okay. The secret to all weather clothing, it says, is Peltier plates, which can be used to warm you up or cool you down by sending an electric current across the junction between two different metals. And soldiers have already kind of put this to the test, and so have soldiers in India. And it says based on early reviews, it won't be long until others enlist, and that's great. But I feel like if we're putting as much energy into world peace as they are putting into making sure our soldiers are warm and cold, then we really wouldn't even need any soldiers, right? They can be doing something else. That's just me. Nanoparticles will make chemotherapy far more effective. So we have been talking about nanotechnology throughout this whole show, and this is part of it. It'll make chemotherapy more effective by delivering tiny doses of cisplatin and docetaxel right to cancerous cells. The nanoparticles will basically reduce the pain and side effects. I don't know. They're kind of trying to find cures for cancer, and that would eliminate chemotherapy altogether. So that's cool, but let's still search for the cure. Electric cars will roam highways. Well, they do now, but it says here that there's going to be construction on Interstate 5, which spans from Washington to Oregon to here, California, that will be lined with fast charging stations. Each no more than 60 miles apart. That's pretty cool. They better be fast. Okay. Next, we have that athletes will employ robotic trainers. Okay. That's great. The trainers are now losing their jobs to robots too. Sports trainers. Wow. Go figure. Bridges will repair themselves with self-healing concrete. Wow, that's pretty cool. Invented by University of Michigan engineer Victor Lee, the new composite is laced with microfibers that bend without breaking. That would be really, really cool. Maybe our bridge fares will go down. Says here, your car will be truly connected. It will communicate with traffic lights to improve traffic flow. It'll interact with other vehicles to prevent accidents. It'll let you drag and drop a playlist from your home network. That's already there, kind of. It'll find the gas station with the deepest discount and handle the payment on its own. Your car will do this, it says. And it will notify you when someone dents your door, and it will supply footage of the incident. Okay, that is totally ambitious. And if that ever happens in my lifetime, I'll be completely amazed. It also says here that passwords will be obsolete. IBM says that this will actually happen within the next 5 years. I mean, that's feasible because Apple and Google are designing face recognition software for cell phones right now. Your clothes will clean themselves too. Okay. Engineers in China are apparently developing a titanium dioxide coating that helps cotton shed stains it themselves and eliminate odor producing bacteria, so you always be smelling good. Interesting. Okay, vegetarians and carnivores will dine together on synthetic meats. That is happening right now, actually. I heard a student talking about how she went to this vegan restaurant. Well, let's just read the article. It says, we're talking about nutritious, low-cost substitutes, and they taste just like the real thing. Twitter co-founder Biz Stone has already invested in Beyond Meat. And yes, that's what the product is called, Beyond Meat. And it's not tofu. And it's plant-based. And supposedly it tastes really good. So that's a good option. Self-cleaning buildings will help us fight smog. When the sunlight strikes a building's aluminum skin, the titanium dioxide again, that will also be on our clothes to have them clean themselves, will be on these buildings, and they'll release free radicals which break down any dirt and nitrogen oxide molecules into the air, in the air, into a harmless nitrate. Everything kind of washes away in the rain. Very cool. Very cool. Says vaccines will wipe out drug addiction. That would be cool too. The human immune system is adept at detecting and neutralizing foreign substances, so why not train it to target illicit ones? That's the idea behind addiction vaccines. It's to persuade the body to produce antibodies that shut down drug molecules before they even get to the brain. A vaccine would do that. Very cool. And this concept already works in mice, and human trials are coming up. Let's see, what else do we have here? We have drones will protect endangered species. Okay, guarding at-risk animals from poachers will... It's expensive and dangerous, and... They are saying that these drones will be launched with cameras and GPS and they'll provide surveillance of the threatened species, like the Indian rhino, for instance. Okay. Data will be measured in zettabytes, or zettabytes, not even terabytes, zettabytes. According to the International Data Corporation, the volume of digital content created on the planet in 2010 exceeded a zettabyte for the first time in history. And by the end of this year, the annual figure will have reached 2.7 zettabytes. So that is, that's over double in a few years. So that does kind of go along with Moore's theory that he made, Moore's Law. Yeah. Let's see, what else do we have here? Okay, I think maybe we should read some predictions that are supposed to occur within 2063 to 2122. Let's see. Will I be alive then? Yeah, I'll be alive for the beginning of it. Okay. The Pentagon will say goodbye to large submarines. With the steady improvement in sonar technology, the submarine is already hard-pressed to evade detection. And in the future, underwater robots with laser radar will make the seas virtually transparent. Wow. And if we ever had to deploy nukes, there would be hypersonic missiles that would launch from our own shores and reach any target in the world within 1 hour. Wow. That's pretty advanced. These are just, you know, again, these are just fun predictions, but who knows? Let's see. Scientists will map the quadrillion connections between the brain's neurons. Wow, we have quadrillion connections. Those connections hold the answers to questions about mental illness, like depression, which we still don't know where it comes from, learning, and the whole nature versus nurture issue. If every one of these connections were a penny, you could stack them up and build a tower 963 million miles high. Wow. How's that for a perspective? It would stretch past Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Cool. And finally, one of us will celebrate a 150th birthday. There are more than 300,000 centenarians on the globe already. And with all of this advance in health and technology and these vaccines and this medicine and the rise of genome science, it's really only a matter of time until someone gets to blow out those candles, really. Wow. But it's really hard to predict what's going to happen, you know, beyond 2020, because it is expanding and accelerating so fast. So something we would think now, maybe then we will be like, well, what were we thinking? You know, it'll probably be beyond what we're saying here. So no matter how you feel about technology and the benefits we enjoy from it, or the overall negative effects it can have on our mental and physical health, one thing is for sure. It's a happening. So buckle your seatbelts and get ready for the ride. This has been another episode at the Seed Radio Show. I'm DJ May, reminding you that when it gets to be too hectic, remember to unplug.